Morning, guys. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning to get into God's Word. I'm excited to share with you what God has on my heart today. Today I want to talk about where does our help come from? Now, I want to look at a specific spot because we all know that our help comes from the Lord, right? We can look up to that mountain and God is there. He's always with us, okay? But God has also put amazing people in our lives that are there to help us in times of need, in times where we are struggling, in times where we need to be held accountable. God has people set in place to help us out. And I want to look at one specific person today. I'm excited about this, but before we jump into the Word, let's go ahead and let's pray and let's invite God to join us. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you and I just thank you so much for this time, God. I thank you that we can jump into your Word this morning, God, and we can just hear from you. God, I pray that you'd speak to us through your Word. I pray that you would help us wherever we're at and help us to find those people in our lives that can give us assistance, God, that can help us when it's needed. I thank you for that. We give you this time. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So, getting help, asking for help in this culture, I feel like that's not something that we do a lot. I feel like the culture that we live in shoots that down and says, if you need help, then you're weak, right? You shouldn't have to ask for help. When really the opposite is true, right? The Bible says that a three-ring cord is hard to break, right? So when we have help, we're stronger together, right? And then when we have God with us, we're the strongest that we can be. We're not invulnerable. We're going to sin. We're not perfect, but we're strong, okay? So today I want to look at the person that when you ask for help, that this culture is especially attacking. I want to look at the unit that this culture is attacking, and that is the family unit. God created the family with purpose in mind to help each other, to be strong together. And our culture is tearing it apart today. But there's strength in it. And I want to go back to the beginning, right? There's not going to take a whole lot of background because we're going to look at the beginning. We're going to look at Adam and Eve. And God created the world, right? And everything that we see with the sound of his voice in 6 days rested on the seventh, right? Everything that he looked at, he said, man, that is good. This is good. This creation is good. And he looked at one thing and he said, this is not good. And maybe this is not complete yet, right? And we're going to look at what he says, and we're going to look at specifically how he created Adam and Eve, right? Because he created everything else with his voice. And then us, when it came to Adam and Eve, he created them with his hands, and he breathed their life, his life into them, right? We're going to look starting in Genesis 2. We're going to look start at verse 18 and we're going to read to 24. So if you have your Bibles, just remember, I like to read from the New King James Version. So if you're in the SV, that's great. If you're in the NIV, I love that too. But it just might sound a little different. So here we go. Genesis 2 verses 18 through 24. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Comparable. I want you to remember that word. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. So I just want to take a break right there. Let's think about this. Adam, I think sometimes we think of Adam and Eve and we think, man, those guys are silly, right? Why? How are they tempted by an apple? But Adam and Eve were built perfectly by God, right? They're the A-team. Adam was so smart that he was able to name every animal that God created, right? God gave him the brains. But the one thing that God said was not good was that he didn't have a helper. He didn't have someone comparable to him, right? He didn't have that person. And God isn't there yet, but God's going to create the perfect person for Adam, okay? But even the best of us, even Adam, who did sin, right? But the best of us at the beginning, he needed help, right? He needed a companion. As he was naming the animals, he was bound to notice, hey, they're all coming in pairs, right? There's a male and female monkey, a male and female cow. They're everywhere, right? But nothing for him. Now let's see what God has for him. So let's continue reading. We're in verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Right? God created Eve as the perfect piece for Adam, right? So the perfect support, the perfect helper, the perfect person that was comparable to him. And in that, with those two and with God, they would be a strong cord. I'm talking to you married men out there. If you're in a spot where you're needing help, where you're feeling like you are down and you're feeling like you could use that helpful word and you haven't gone to your wife yet, and God has given you an amazing wife that you are blessed with, that is a godly woman that follows after God, she is a gift. Go to her. Together, you guys can figure out a lot of things. I think the biggest thing is our culture today is attacking our family, right? The marriage is between man and a woman. They're attacking that. They're attacking that relationship. But there's so much strength there. That's how God designed us to be, right? We get help from so many different places. There's so many amazing things that we can get help from as men, and women can get help from as women. But God designed us to work well as male and female. So when God has blessed you with a godly wife, go to her, pray together. You guys need to have your personal time, but then you need to have time in the Word together so that you guys are working through things in life together with God. That is an amazing person. If you're not married today, know that there's help for you too. I mean, God may have that person just waiting. You don't know. We don't know what the plans of God are, right? His ways aren't our ways. He knows more than we do. But that's why we rely on him, right? You have your pastors, your brothers in Christ, right? Brothers and sisters in Christ that you can go to get that help. So my encouragement for you guys today is to come together with your wife. If you haven't had a chance today, come together with your wife and just start off maybe praying with her. Just say, hey, can we pray? Pray together. Come to God. Join together and work with your wife. See if you guys can find a spot where you want to study the Word together. Find your quiet time that you together can grow as husband and wife with God being in the middle. Because that's when your marriage is going to be amazing. And that's where you're going to get help. That's where you're going to find comfort. You're going to find love. God created you, man and woman, because their strengths are different, right? And where the husbands may be weak, the wife is strong. Where the wives may be weak, the husband is strong. We come together as one flesh with God. And that's an amazing, beautiful picture that God has for us. So rely on your wives, rely on your husbands, and go out and witness for God today, guys. Thank you.